listening to County Grows. Today on the phone with me is Wren Dunker, Master Gardener. Hi, Wren.
Hi, Krista. How are you?
Pretty good. So talk about your major fundraiser later on. But first, I want to know, what is a Master Gardener?
A Master Gardener is simply a person who's passionate about gardening, and they care about the environment. And as a Master Gardener, you're a university-trained horticulturalist, and we volunteer in our community, offering free, non-judgmental, sustainable advice to local home gardeners. And we love talking about gardening and plants and anything having to do with the soil. We have advice tables at various events in the county and the surrounding area, and we give talks to any group who asks us on a gardening topic. And we're a nonprofit charitable organization.
So if I did want to ask a Master Gardener something, how would I find out? How would I locate you?
Well, you can look for us at the many events that I'll be telling you about later on. But you can also go to pecmastergardeners.ca and just click on the contact link and send us your photograph or any question you've got. We'd be happy to answer it.
Very good. And so you're a Master Gardener. How do you become a Master Gardener?
It's a long haul. It's about 3 years of university training for most people. But the first thing you need is a love of gardening. And it also helps if you enjoy meeting people and talking with them about gardening. Every Master Gardener must belong to a local group. So the first thing you need to do is go to the Master Gardeners on Ontario website and look and see where a group is near you. Or you can just go straight to pecmastergardeners.ca, and there's a link there about becoming a Master Gardener.
And there's only one group of Master Gardeners in Prince Edward County?
Yes, that's correct. And we cover Belleville and Trenton and all the way to Napanee.
How many Master Gardeners are there in the group?
Oh, 18. We have 18 members at present, and we're a relatively small group. But once you've made contact with us, we'll arrange for an interview with you. And there's usually two Master Gardeners that fit in on that. And we ask you to fill out an application form, formally requesting to join. And then there's a simple eligibility test. Most people who have been gardening for a while won't have any trouble with the test. It simply lets us know that you'll be able to handle the coursework from Dalhousie or Guelph. And then the application form tells us a little bit about your gardening experience and any volunteer experience you may have had, plus any skills you have. For example, you might enjoy giving presentations. Perhaps you prefer demonstrations. Then, of course, there's the members like me, Krista, who prefer to be in the background and help out in other ways. There's always lots of work to do.
Of course.
The application form also gives us a bit of a jumping off point for your interview as we start to get to know one another. Being a Master Gardener is not for everyone, Krista, and during the interview, we might even suggest that you might have a better fit with the local horticultural society or a garden club.
Just briefly, what's the difference between just joining the horticultural society or garden club?
I think the biggest difference is the university coursework and the commitment to serve the community.
Right.
You know, most Master Gardeners take 3 years to complete their coursework. I should also point out, we often have members of the public contact us to become a Master Gardener, and they have an abundance of gardening experience. There, some of them have even completed horticultural courses. Now, these people can opt to write the certificate exam. It's not a walk in the park. It's 3 hours long. That might be one route for them. It's a big undertaking. And you'll be asked to sign a Master Gardener's agreement. And that just means that you agree to serve a minimum of 30 hours volunteer work each year. Master Gardeners are expected to keep their knowledge up to date, too, by attending what we call technical updates, usually once a year. Now, 30 hours volunteer, Krista, sounds like a lot, but you'll receive 1 hour volunteer time just for attending one of our meetings. At our annual plant sale coming up, most members are in at least 5 or 6 hours. It all adds up, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds like it. And what do Master Gardeners do out in the community?
Well, mostly we offer free advice. We don't actually put the shovel in the ground, but we'll tell you how to do it. And we're out in our community all the time. For example, any of you who are members of PFAC and go to the gym or the pool there, I hope you've enjoyed the 400 daffodil bulbs that we planted last year. They've added a cheery sight to the side lawn, and we were happy to be part of that beautification project.
So did you put your shovels in the ground that time?
Yes, we did. But we had such a successful fall bulb sale, we wanted to give back to the community. So we purchased 400 daffodil bulbs and put them in at PFAC all on our own. That was one of the few times we do, but I guess what I'm saying is we don't necessarily come to your garden and
right.
pick up a shovel and start doing the work for you. We were also at Seedy Saturday back in April when it was held outside, and that was a good time too. Now, many of you may have read in the newspaper that the Wellington Market's moved to the Eddy Hotel and Farm in Bloomfield.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a beautiful location. It's close to the Millennium Trail on an 1860s farm site. And there's many vendors and artisans and food tables there, on-site washrooms, and you're even invited to take a walk through the orchards. Now, masks must be worn at all times, and we will be there to offer advice and answer your gardening questions. This market runs from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. Two of our master gardeners, Andy Weens and June Crocco, were there this past Saturday and thoroughly enjoyed talking with home gardeners who came
fun.
By there at the ice booth. And we'll also be at the Wellington Market on June 4th and again on June 11th. Yeah, it's a busy summer, Krista.
Yeah, sounds like
yeah.
it.
Simultaneously, on Saturday, June 4th, we've got two other master gardeners who will be delighted to offer advice with our good friends and partners, the Prince Edward County Horticultural Society, at their native plant sale. Now, the native plants have been supplied by Natural Themes in Frankfurt, and this is the sale you won't want to miss. It's on Saturday, June 4th at the Armory in Picton from 10 until 2.
Well, we've been talking a lot about native plants.
We're trying to transition to native plants. It's been a major problem with invasive species and just the way the whole ecosystem is being changed by these invasive species.
Mm-hmm.
And planting native plants is one way you can counter this. So we've been talking about it a lot. The Canadian Federation of University Women have asked us to be part of their garden tour on June 25th. So we'll be at one of the gardens on that tour. It's a beautiful tour, and last year there were nearly 300 people. Wonderful day, so get your tickets early for this. And if you've got any gardening questions, we'll be able to answer your questions as you come through the garden. We can also talk about the garden you're looking at. So do come over and say hello to us. But we'd like to thank the CFUW for inviting us again this year. On June 28th, the Velva Garden Club has invited us to their flower show and strawberry social. So we'll be running a question and answer panel, as well as acting for judges for their flower show. The Velva Garden Club is a very active club in the area, and they have many great advice. You might like to join their group, and you'll be able to find members there who can supply all the details.
And so your annual plant sale is coming up.
It is indeed. It'll be this coming Saturday at Metro in Picton in the parking lot, same as every other year.
Yeah.
So we want to thank Metro for granting us the space in their lot again.
And when does that run from? What times?
We'll be ready to roll by 8 o'clock, and we run until noon. And many of the plants are snapped up right away, so you want to get there early.
Is it just cash, or can we use debit or Visa?
Just cash. Now, our plant sale is our major source of income, and it allows us to do the events and garden shows and advice tables we do throughout the year. One thing I should point out, Chris, is that we're one of the few groups in Ontario who offer to pay half the tuition to our master gardeners in training when we have the funds. Our group believes that becoming a master gardener should not be a financial burden to potential candidates, and we help out whenever we can. We also pay the annual fees to McGoy, the Master Gardeners of Ontario, for all our members. Now, we occasionally receive donations or honorariums for our work, but the plant sale is the big event for us.
So come on out to Metro from 8 till noon this Saturday, May 28th.
And we'll be there with lots of plants and advice. And if you've got a plant problem, I might even suggest if it's something on the leaf or it's a bug or something, snip it off, put it in a little bag, bring it with you, and show it to us, and we'll do our best to solve your problem. Now, the plants we offer, Krista, are usually grown in our own gardens, so you know they will do well in this area. Our selection is way beyond the, quote, 4-inch annual, unquote, type of plant you find in so many places this year. We know these plants, and we can help you plant it in the right spot in your garden, and we'll give you some good advice on how to keep it healthy.
Worth the visit, for sure.
And this year, we're delighted to have heritage vegetable plants from our friend Vicki Emlaw, who, as many of you know, runs the famous Vicki's Vegetables out on Morrison Point Road. So we want to thank Vicki for bringing them to us. We'll also be offering beautiful roses from Rambling Roads Nursery in Bloomfield.
Wow. So what's an example of some plants that will be there?
Well, I can list a few, love. Irises, peonies, blazing star, various cultivars of hostas, dahlias, canna lilies, sedums, echinacea, coneflowers, ferns, astilbes, and we'll have some daylilies, stelladoro lilies. Those are those yellow lilies you see outside gas stations sometimes. You can't kill them, Krista. They just go forever.
That's my kind of plant.
And the beautiful Solomon seal, some bleeding hearts, rudbeckia and phlox, and some ground covers we'll have are ground cover sedums, and those lovely little hens and chicks will be there. Some sweet woodruff. Now, sweet woodruff, you have to keep a handle on. It'll spread. But if you're looking for a sort of not too sunny corner that you just want to fill in, sweet woodruff in moderation would be a good idea. And we'll have purple, pink, and possibly white dead nettle, some lamb's ears, creeping jenny, snowdrop anemone, and bugleweed. We'll have some perennial sweet pea vines and some shrubs of spirea and the dwarf honeysuckle bush, hydrangeas, lilacs, Japanese quince, and of course the heritage vegetables from Vicki, some herbs, coriander, dill, chamomile, catnip for your cat, and some aloe vera. We're also going to have some annuals this year too, Krista. We've got some moonflowers and morning glories that are already started. They're easily started by seed, but you could pick up some seedlings and just get them going a little quicker. And we'll also have Mexican sunflowers known as Tithonia. And this plant, Krista, is one of my favorites. My niece Jessica told me about it, and it's an amazing plant. It's an annual, but it grows almost 6 feet in high, and it's about 3 feet wide, produces huge orangey red flowers from June to October. As long as you deadhead it, it just keeps producing. It loves the sun, and honestly, it's the biggest bang for your annual buck I've ever met.
It sounds very pretty.
That's a list just from two of our 18 master gardeners, Krista. There'll be lots more. We'll also have some houseplants. Clivias are most sought after, and we'll have some orange ones. We'll have one or two clivias that are already ready to bloom. And anyone who knows clivias knows it takes 3 years for a clivia to produce. We'll have some spider plants, and we'll just give them away if they're at the plant sale.
Oh, that's nice.
Anyone's welcome to attend our meetings. But since the pandemic, we've been meeting online through Zoom. But we hope to be back to in-person meetings at some point. Now, we don't meet in the summer. We're all too busy with events and tending our own gardens. But we will resume our meetings in September. We are anxiously awaiting the completion of the renovations at the Picton Library, which is where we have met for many years. And September is also the time we accept new members, since the courses at University of Guelph and Dalhousie start at that time. But you can find lots more information on our website at pecmastergardeners.ca. There's always something interesting on our Instagram account, and you can find us there by searching PEC Master Gardeners, all one word. Or you can send us your questions through the website or by sending us a note to pecmastergardeners@gmail.com. We love gardening, and we're always happy to talk to you about it.
Lots of information.
Finally, Krista, I want to thank 99.3 and you personally for inviting us to be part of County Grows. We've had a lot of fun.
It is our pleasure, and thank you for so much for doing it. I'm Krista Hepburn. I've been speaking with Wren Dunker, Master Gardener on County Grows on 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.